This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line podcast network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. Subscribe to the Hit That Line podcast network. Y'all ready for this? This is the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast, presented by Weichert Realtors, the Griffin Company.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
He is a loathsome, offensive brute. Yet I can't look away.
This is the business we've chosen.
Give me the hog, Chuck.
Hey, welcome in. Glad you are here. As we begin a new week on the Give Me the Hogs Chuck podcast, presented by Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company, and brought to you in part by the Bet Saracen app, we are into the lazy, hazy days of summer. Summer's officially here. It's hot. It's going to get hotter. We're just going to have to get through July, is the bottom line. And I think as we record this today, 67 days is what I'm being told in terms of how far we are away from Razorback football. So that's the timeline, and that's what we'll move toward before the Razorbacks open their season. I'll tell you, I've been watching the College World Series as we get underway today. It's been great. It's been good baseball all the way through. The SEC has dominated 4 of the 8 teams from the Southeastern Conference, the other 4 from the ACC. So you go in thinking, well, these are the 2 best conferences. I think what we've discovered along the way is there's a big difference between the best conference and the second best conference. The SEC, I think 5-0 was the final count in terms of competition versus the ACC. So they've done pretty well. And now Texas A&M and Tennessee will decide the issue tonight. Aggies won on Saturday night. Tennessee came back and won yesterday. And they'll play for all the marbles this evening. You know, I thought 2, 3, 4 weeks ago that Tennessee was the obvious team to beat. I kind of thought coming into this, now I thought it would be 3 games. I'm not at all surprised that they're playing tonight. I kind of thought Tennessee might win the first game and A&M came back or would come back and win the second game, but it worked out the other way. Same result. Ultimately, they'll play for the biggest prize tonight. Now, I don't know if you watched over the weekend, But they had the Golden Spikes Award ceremony there in Omaha, and Hagan Smith was front and center. The kid from Georgia won it, Charlie Condon. No real surprise there. Hagan Smith's won his share of awards, Pitcher of the Year being among them. But quite an honor to be among the finalists, to be among those invited there for the actual presentation. Now he looks toward the Major League Baseball draft, which comes up next month, starts the 14th of July down in Texas. If you miss this Saturday night, I'm leading into the Major League draft. This is why I'm going to play the cut. This is part of his conversation on the Golden Spikes Award show.
Hagan, your slider was near untouchable this season. Let's have a pitching conversation here. How do you explain the evolution of that pitch?
Yeah, so it's actually a really weird story. So the way I got that grip for that slider was actually in here in Omaha in 22. So right before my start in Omaha, I kind of tweaked my slider grip a little bit. And so that's what it is now.
You tweaked it. Tell me more about that. How were you throwing it, and how are you throwing it now?
Yeah, so my freshman year, just kind of trying to find a grip for my slider, and then I was actually warming up before my bullpen before the start, and I kind of moved my fingers up on the ball a little bit, and that's how it is now.
Moved the fingers up on the ball, and the numbers have skyrocketed. And Hagan, no pitcher put up the strikeout numbers you did this season. What mentality do you have in terms of putting hitters away?
Yeah, so as we talk about this a lot as a staff, is, I mean, you can't strike somebody out before you get to 0-2. So try to get to 0-2 as fast as you can as pitching staff, and that ultimately leads to more strikeouts.
Well, it's led to more strikeouts, and it led to an incredible season here in 2024. Congratulations on being a Golden Spikes Award finalist, and the very best to you, Hagan Smith.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Man, Hagan Smith is the master of the short answer. As good as he is on the mound, as good as he is at throwing that slider they were talking about at the beginning of that conversation, he's even better at giving a short answer. You know, they when they coach these guys on how to talk to the media, one of the things they do say, and it's not bad advice, is that if you're not comfortable doing it, give short answers. And, you know, Hagan Smith's been a favorite on the television broadcast this year when they, you know, go to the in-game interview, which everyone's just fascinated with right now. They've interviewed him a lot. He's not the greatest interview because he does give short answers. I mean, all of his answers there were short. I'm sure that the interviewer was glad when it was over, and it was obvious Hagan Smith was glad when it was over too. He's going to be a top 10 pick. In fact, most of the projections, I say most, more than one projection that I have seen has him going number 6 to the Kansas City Royals, which I'm going to assume would mean a start at Springdale with the Naturals. I would think that would be where they would place him if he's the number 6 overall pick. Hey, you want to hear something dry? I'm getting ready to play you the audio of the written scouting report on Hagan Smith. This is at MLB.com. It's nothing fascinating. It sounds almost like a computer-generated voice, just kind of reading the scouting report on Hagan Smith. Listen to this.
Hagan Smith has better stuff than any southpaw in this draft. Could be the first pitcher selected if he could find more consistency this spring. Smith operates at 92-95 miles an hour and touches 98 with his fastball, which plays up because his funky delivery creates deception and riding action. His best offering is an 82-85 mile an hour slider, which features sweep and depth while destroying lefties and keeping righties at bay. He also could turn it into a cutter that reaches 91 miles an hour. He uses an upper 80s splitter as a change of pace. While he struggles to locate it well, it has intriguing tumble when it's on. Smith employs far from a textbook delivery, working from a low three-quarter slot with some crossfire that makes it tough to pick up his pitches, but also to throw strikes. His control and overall performance lacked consistency and ran the gamut from looking unhittable in his first outing of 2023 to allowing 8 runs in 1 inning against Texas Christian in his final start of the spring. He has a strong 6'3", 215-pound frame built for durability and could become a frontline starter if he can harness his stuff.
Hey, nothing fancy. I mean, that's just blood and guts. He's basically reading what some cross-checker's written on his scouting report. But however you word it, Hagan Smith is going to be a top 10 draft pick next month. And I mean, he's not chopped liver. I mean, 6'3", 225. Everyone's going to compare Hagan Smith
to Paul Skeens. I mean, that's the natural comparison. Hagan Smith's nobody's weenie. I mean, 6'3 and 225, that's what tight ends are in the Southeastern Conference. So he's a pretty good-sized boy, and I suspect he's going to have a lot of success. I hope he's going to have a lot of success. If the Royals are where he's ultimately drafted, if Kansas City takes him with the number 6th pick, it'd be great for him to start with the Naturals. I don't think it's going to take very long for him to get to the big leagues either.
You're listening to the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast presented by Weikert Realtors, the Griffin Company.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. From baseball, golf, soccer, right to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here.
Hey, you hear me talking all the time about my friends at Weikert Realtors, the Griffin Company, and I'm going to do it again today. If you're buying or selling a home, it is the name you need to remember. It's really the only name you need to remember. If it's the first time out or if you've done it more than once, they have too. Whatever your situation, they're going to be right there with you every step of the way. It is nice when you can partner with someone on a first-time home buy. I mean, they stay your partners the rest of the way. And a lot of people with Weikert Griffin have done that. They've been partners with them for over 20, 30 years. And they're still partners. My situation's kind of like that. There are also others who are partnering with them the first time out. You're always going to get somebody that listens to you. You're always going to get someone who understands your situation and has the ability to put themselves in your shoes. That's a gift. And you're not going to be a Weikert agent if you've not been taught how to do that. And that was my experience. And that's what I can speak to. And I think it'll be your experience too. Now, they've got offices in Northwest Arkansas. They're in Washington and Benton counties. A great office in Fort Smith. Here's talking about the new one in Branson. They've got a wide selection of homes, and you can check them out at WeikertGriffin.com. Just a couple of other items today. The basketball schedule is not out. In fact, a lot of the games that we've discussed as being finalized are not really yet official, but it certainly sounds as though they're finalized. The latest being that UCA will be the opponent when the Razorbacks play in North Little Rock. Date to be announced, time to be announced. But according to John Rothstein's report, it'll be UCA that will fill out the schedule, at least the North Little Rock game for the Razorbacks. I like that. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that, you know, UCA is going to bring an abundance of fans. They'll bring some, just like they do to Fayetteville. There will be some UCA supporters who perhaps might not go to Fayetteville, but they'll go watch the game in North Little Rock. But clearly, it's going to be 90-95% Razorback fans. But I like the fact that they're playing them in North Little Rock. As far as I'm concerned, in the seasons when they play UALR, play them there. If they're going to play Arkansas State, play them there. I think it's good to have a game there. I can remember when Arkansas was struggling to fill up Bud Walton Arena during conference season. And we're not that far removed from that, if we're honest. We went through a period where you couldn't find a seat, and then we went through a period where there were plenty. Even in those years where we went through years and there were plenty, and the North Little Rock game was still a special game. And most years, despite the record or in spite of the record, there was always a good crowd for those games. A lot of people were there for the first time or the only time. A lot of them were there, and it would be the only game that they would see the Razorbacks play that year. I think it's good that Arkansas plays basketball there. I think it's different than football because I think you've got a great arena. I think you've got an arena down there that, you know, people enjoy going to. I don't know that the football stadium situation's quite like that. But at any rate, UCA looks like the opponent. We already knew some of the other games in terms of the pre-conference schedule. We'll know more as we move forward. Basically, it's magazine season when it comes to college football. I've seen a lot of predictions. Not many of them are good for the Razorbacks. I understand, and I get it. if Arkansas has a good year this year in football, it's going to be a surprise. You know, the league's already tough and just got tougher with Texas and Oklahoma coming in. The hard thing about the Razorback schedule, and I'm going to be honest here, the hardest thing about the schedule is when you pull that schedule out and you go hunting for wins. All right, we're going to win that game. We all do this in the summer. All right, we're going to win this game. We're going to win that game. Every school's fan base does that. All right, we're going to get this one. If we can get this game, it's this conversation that goes on all across the country. When I go to Arkansas' schedule, man, it's tough to find those wins. Now, you know, you look at it and you say, hey, there's going to be opportunities to win. You look at it and you say that, hey, we may get this one, but it's hard to look at it and say, yeah, we're going to win that game beyond two or three of them. So we're not the only school, or we won't be the only team in that position. This is the time of year when you start to look at things like that. You pick up the magazines, you listen to all the predictions, and again, 67 days before the Razorbacks actually open the season. You know, you can already get odds at the Bet Saracen app on the college football season, not just on the Razorbacks, but lots of others as well. It's never too early. We're just a little over 2 months out, as we mentioned. They're getting ready at the Bet Saracen app. But in the meantime, there is a deciding game in the College World Series tonight. There is a seventh and deciding game in the Stanley Cup Finals tonight. There's stuff going on. There's Major League Baseball. Basically, if it's a sport, they've got the opportunity to wager on it at the Bet Saracen app. And college football is just right around the corner. It's Arkansas's favorite sports betting app. I know there are a lot of them out there, but I also know there are laws in our state that keep a lot of them from operating in our state. So if you're going to have the most fun, if you want Vegas, Arkansas style, you got to download the Bet Saracen app. They've got a how-to-play video, and they'll get you ready to rock and roll with the Bet Saracen app. All right, that's it for today. Again, baseball tonight, 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock for Tennessee and Texas A&M on ESPN, and I guess it's ABC. Is it ABC or Fox? One of the two. That's got the Stanley Cup final tonight. That's at 7. So you can watch the end of one, change over, maybe watch the end of the other. We'll talk about it during the middle of the week. Till then, thanks for listening.
Subscribe to the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast. Go to hitthatline.com or search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts. Don't forget to rate, review, and share.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.